Skagway's mayor releases a realistic passenger count for the upcoming shortened cruise ship season. And Fort Seward opens up to the public for an auction full of treasures. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. A half dozen large cruise ships are projected to visit Skagway later this summer, but they'll be running at reduced capacity, which has made realistic passenger numbers difficult to come by. This week, city officials estimated nearly 100,000 passengers are likely to visit. Skagway businesses have been scrambling over the last few weeks to respond to the news that there will most likely be a shortened cruise ship season this summer. Some have chosen to ramp up staffing and ordering. Others have chosen to stay shuttered based on the low volume of visitors and the uncertainty of the schedules. Disney Cruise Lines announced Tuesday that they won't be visiting Skagway this summer after publicly announcing that they would be sailing their regular schedule. Additionally, cruise line agencies don't publish passenger counts for individual vessels. So, to try and make a realistic passenger count available, Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata released a comprehensive tally based on his own research.
I was able to contact representatives from Royal Caribbean, Norwegian Cruise Lines, Celebrity, Carnival, and Princess. These are the boats that are coming, and get kind of when they start, when they end, and how many people, more importantly, they're expecting per cruise.
According to the mayor's math, the projected total number of passengers that will visit this summer is less than a tenth of Skagway's typical cruise passenger volume.
So it's good to have a realistic perspective about what's coming our way, especially if you're a business owner who has to make really hard decisions about when you're going to open, how you're going to staff, etc.
Tuesdays look like the biggest days, with two ships calling for most of August. Skagway could see about 5,400 passengers a day for those dates. But in late July and September, the numbers look to top out in the low 3,000s. Mondays and Wednesdays will see passenger counts roughly in the 2,500 range, though Wednesdays will start slower in late July and pick up in August. Fridays will see somewhere near 1,500 passengers calling, and the American Constellation ships will be visiting all day and overnight on Sundays from mid-July through August with under 100 passengers. But then there's the lawsuit filed by the state of Florida and recently joined by the state of Texas. Cremata says those states are trying to remove any cruise-related restrictions set forth by the CDC, such as mask regulations. It could invalidate Congress's workaround of a law that normally requires Alaska-bound foreign-flagged ships to stop in Canada. If that happens, all but the smaller U.S.-flagged American Constellation would be barred from visiting Alaska ports. These numbers are projections based on research done by Skagway Borough officials and as such are subject to change. The official calendar is available on the Skagway Borough website and is published by Cruise Line Agencies of Alaska. The mayor's projections can be found on the Mayor Andrew Cremata Facebook page. For the first time in years, the Fort William H. Seward Barracks Building in Haines will be open to the community for a public auction, with some of the items dating back to the 1940s. The effort is largely to clean out the building in order to start renovations, but there may be some treasures hidden inside as well. KHNS's Corinne Smith delivers this sneak peek.
The Fort Seward Barracks has a haunted feel. It's a massive two-story white building dotted with small dark rectangular windows. It's a relic left over from the Klondike Gold Rush, and it later became an important staging post during the U.S. military's Pacific campaign against Imperial Japan after the attack on Pearl Harbor. But it was decommissioned in 1947. Now, for decades, it's been closed off and used as community storage. But that'll change this weekend when the Port Chilkoot Company will auction off abandoned items. Christina Biscaya says there's a trove of stuff that's been stockpiled here since the 1940s.
The items available are as varied as the people that stored them here. We have the Army to artists to fishermen to home cooks, to construction. So there's something for everyone here.
Biscay's grandparents were part of the group of veterans who purchased Fort Seward after it was decommissioned, sight unseen. The remaining family are shareholders in the Port Chilkoot Company, which still owns Fort Seward, located just south of downtown Haines. And she grew up in one of the former officers' homes overlooking the barracks. She says she loves old buildings as she leads the way up a flight of steep stairs to a huge second-floor ballroom.
These are like the authentic stairs and plates from the Army days. And so if you can see, it's actually like in really good condition here.
There are large piles of items spread out across the room, each labeled with a lot number. For a $10 buy-in, people can walk through and take a look at each pile, then later place their bids at the live auction. The idea is also to take a chance on what's out of sight or packed away in boxes.
I like the show Storage Wars, which is what people sell the abandoned property out of storage units. And they, you know, it's all kind of a competition and bidding wars and stuff. So it was fun.
There are paintings, trunks, children's toys, bikes, and an 8-foot tall harp case in the corner.
The crank telephone would be good for the antiques collectors. We also have some of the old bowling pins from the fort. They used to have a bowling alley in the Fort Seward Lodge. And they may have done even some bowling in here. But some bowling pins, we have furniture, and there's actually some good furniture in here. But the exciting thing is we don't even know all that's was stored in here. That's where the treasure aspect comes in.
The auction's proceeds will go toward renovations, but it's more so to clean out the space, says Biscaya. It's a long-term project for the building. So far, they've partnered with the National Park Service to feature historical plaques, and they've painted the exterior and refurbished windows. Biscaya says besides storage, the possibilities for community use are wide open.
I know that's a million-dollar question, but I don't know if the question is what any one person can really, the vision. Like I said, it's 40,000, almost 40,000 square feet of space, and so it could really host a lot.
The event is this Sunday, June 13th, starting with the tour at 2 p.m. and live auction at 3 p.m. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.
For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.